Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
The issue around what is the situation in Gaza is one that we have been wondering about. Joining me now is Ben Drori Mini. He is a journalist at Yediot Ahronot. He is an analyst, and we've spoken with him quite a lot about what is happening there. We're asking questions that listeners are starting to wonder, and that is, what is Gaza like? Is it safe? What is the situation in terms of the different areas? Ben Dror Yemini, good morning and thank you for joining us. From a reporting perspective, what is the current situation in terms of security inside Gaza?
Okay, right now, first, good morning. Thank you for having me. Right now, in Gaza, what we face is a kind of a new border. With a ceasefire that is relatively kept. Here and there, we have someone who is trying to, penetrate the Israeli, what we call right now, the yellow line. But generally speaking, yes, it is kept. And this is what we call stage A. Stage B is supposed to be the disarming of all the Hamas terror group and entering of some other ceasefire powers, which are not, of course, the Hamas.
Mm. So, in terms of who is being allowed in, are people being allowed to go and report from there?
I did not understand the question, if you can please.
How much access is there to the safer zones in Gaza at the moment?
Right now, there are something like 200,000 Palestinians live in what we call the yellow zone, which is controlled by Israel. All the others, almost 2 million people, live under the Hamas rule. Hamas is trying to strengthen itself every day, something which is not good, something which should be stopped. Hamas does not want to get to stage B, because the meaning is, of course, demilitarizing all the Gaza Strip. And we will see. I mean, until now, it was Donald Trump who made some miracles. The very fact that Hamas released all the 20 living hostages, for many of us, it's it's a kind of miracle that it happened. What will be in stage B, we will have to wait and see.
So the fact that Hamas doesn't want to get to the next stage, would that be their primary reason for delaying the return of the deceased hostages?
Yeah, I guess this is one of the ways that they act to delay the release of the hostages, of the bodies of the dead hostages. Yes, that's exactly what's happening right now. And you know, slowly, every week, something like two or three, or there was something like 10 days that nobody was returned. Actually, this is the way that they go with in order to delay everything.
In terms of journalists, are journalists being allowed into what you've called the yellow area, or the safe zones, at this stage?
Yeah, the yellow area, yes. At least I know about not only Israeli soldiers, but also about international media, phone news, journalists, who are allowed actually to visit in the yellow area that is ruled by Israel. So yes. But we don't know for how long it will continue to be like that. This kind of a very delicate ceasefire. We just don't know. It depends on stage B, which is supposed to be the disarming of the Hamas. This is actually the main the main issue right now. This is the biggest test for this kind of, you know, in Washington they call it peace agreement, we call it ceasefire agreement, but this will be the biggest test, and it should be carried out in the next 2-3 weeks. Will it happen or not?
Sorry, just say again what the biggest test is?
The disarming of the Hamas.
Right, right.
And the militarizing of the Gaza Strip. I mean, this is, by the way, people do not know, but it should be emphasized. It's not the first time that Hamas is actually offered, look, we don't need war. What we want is, if you want Gaza to prosper, no more blockade, no more siege, nothing. Please, no more terror, and you will get whatever you want. It was offered by the Quartet, which is the UN, Russia, US, and the European Union. It was offered again and again by the EU separately. Hamas, I'm speaking about the last almost 20 years. Actually, it was offered to them since the very minute that they took over the Gaza Strip. They always, but always said no. People complain about Israel, and this is part of this propaganda. People complain about Israel. Israel imposed a siege, and they needed to break this kind of jail. No, it's not the case. Hamas wanted this blockade, not Israel wanted this blockade. They refused. They rejected any international, any Israeli offer to stop the blockade. They wanted it, not Israel. People do not know it, but this is the reality, that actually they refused to any proposal.
Mm. What do we know about the countries that have been involved until now? The UAE, Saudi Arabia, Qatar, Turkey. Is there still Egypt? Is there still a more or less unified approach to the to Gaza, to Hamas disarmament, or are we seeing this being fractionalized?
Yeah, well, it's a very good question because, you know, there are two states that actually led the pressure on Hamas, which are, of course, Qatar and Turkey, or I would even say mainly Turkey. That's what happened, and that's why the 20 hostages, the live hostages, were released. But we have to remember that we are speaking about two states that are actually part of the Muslim Brothers. So it's not easy, it's not simple for us. I mean, you know, we need a lot of balances in order that the Muslim Brothers will not take over again. But we cannot ignore the fact that we do not like the very fact that Turkey and Qatar are taking a leading role in this process.
Hmm.
And even the Arab, by the way, even the Arab states, just to remind us all, Muslim Brothers are not even allowed, they are outlawed in most of the Arab countries, not in Turkey and not in Qatar, but in many, in most of Muslim Brothers, they think that the Muslim Brothers are very dangerous and they are outlawed.
I see one of our listeners, Gillian, saying, can't they get rid of the tunnels? Well, that seems to be a major problem, isn't it?
Yeah, of course it is a problem right now. Israel is trying at least to expose all the tunnels in the yellow side of the new border. But no, it's not easy, and it should be done by this kind of Arab power or Muslim power, you know, soldiers, I don't know, from Indonesia, from other places that are supposed to come and to replace the Hamas terrorists. Will it happen or not? This is the biggest test and that we are waiting for.
So how do you think this plays out over the next few weeks? Because Hamas can't continue to drag this stage on forever. They've got even if they drag it for a short while, it can't be forever. How long do you think they've got until the U.S. and the partners lose patience and it becomes something different?
Yes, this is the most important question, actually, that we are asking ourselves. I mean, what is going to happen? How long they are going to continue with it? We do not know. We don't have the answer. I mean, I guess Israel is making any effort, any by any means necessary, in order to get to the next stage. Now, what will say the United States? What is exactly the pressure that United States puts on Turkey and Egypt and Qatar? We don't know. I guess there is a pressure. They are speaking about it. Will it be realized? We don't know. We have to wait and see. Maybe it will not be in 2 weeks. Maybe it will be in a month. But I hope it will happen. I mean, it's not that Israel is going to open fire in 2 weeks if it will not happen. It's not the case. It's not. Israel does not want to renew the war. Israel prefers, of course, the ceasefire. But, you know, we must get to the second stage. If not in 2 weeks, then in 3 or 4 weeks. I hope we will get there.
That is where we leave it. Absolutely brilliant conversation and update from Ben Dror Yomini. He is from Yediot Achronot. He is an analyst, and he's been talking to us about the situation in Gaza.